Chase Sexton, man, it's got to feel good for you to get on the box. Great riding for a lot of the year. Not the starts haven't been there. Me and Dan have talked about how frustrated you've been. So this had to feel really good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the starts still weren't there today, which is...
That's a good point.
It's kind of a bummer, but, man, I don't know. At the starting line, I'm like, I don't want anything more than just to get the whole shot. I mean, it's so much easier, but I came from about 10th to 4th the first lap, and I felt really good, and the Hondas were good out there today, so, yeah, it was nice to get in the second. I knew Aaron wasn't going to put up much of a fight because he had already won the championship with his school, so...
He was probably legally drunk.
Yeah, he might have been. I know he was feeling good in the press conference, so... But, no, it's cool to get on the podium 1-2 with the Geico guys, so it's cool.
And then you were putting a charge on RJ. You got close to him. I'm like, hey, the kid might actually win this thing. Break down a little bit what happened.
Yeah, to be honest, I spent a lot of my energy getting to where I was in the first lap. And it was kind of... I was kind of spent when I got to him, but, yeah, I mean, I caught him and reeled him in, and I was like, man, I could win this moto, and he was riding good. He put the hammer down about 10 minutes ago and kind of dropped me, which is what I was a little bummed out about, but I think it was a step in the right direction. I mean, definitely capable of winning. I just got to get a whole shot would be nice and just get out of the chaos.
I honestly can't remember the last time you got just two killer starts. I don't know if it's ever happened.
Anaheim 2 this year. I pulled two whole shots, and I'd never done that in my life, and I don't know what happened, but I feel like once I get one good start, the next one comes easier, so...
Dan's talked to me, I think it was Shugel, about the bike's progress. And, you know, Dan's a motor guy, so he's always working on them, trying to find horsepower. And talked about the bike's progress. And RJ, talked to RJ already. He said the thing's coming along really nicely. Do you agree?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the chassis has been solid since we got the bike. But we've honestly struggled really, really bad with the motor. But, man, we made a lot of progress at Washugal, I think, coming in. And I actually went to California for a day to test, and I was there from 9 to 5 at Glen Helen just trying to make the motor better, and we found some stuff, and it's been solid. Today I was really happy with the bike and could actually outpull some of the star bikes up the hill, which was nice. So, it feels good to have the bike. It's going to be really good next year, but, we're making progress for sure.
During the week, you ride with Kenny at Sandbox and Groot and all that. Have you been feeling good there, and everything's been going good during the week, and then weekend comes and you want to smash something?
Yeah, for sure. I hate going back to the to Florida after the weekend, because Kenny is not – he criticizes a lot. So it's tough going back there, because during the week we put on a lot of motos, and honestly my speed's always good in the week, and I bring it to the races, just starts haven't been there, but it's going to feel good going back to the Sandbox now to be able to talk and get on the podium finally.
Yeah, nice work. Nice to see you up there, and see you next week.
Yep, sounds good.